Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
All right, guys, welcome back. Jeremy Con Ed Norris, Big Bad Morning Show. Rob Long's off today. MLB Awards, give it out. And see how you feel about some of this stuff. I know there's still some announcements that have to come out. But last night, what was it? Cy Young Award goes to Tarik Skubal, and it goes to Paul Skeens in the National League. Did you think any surprises there?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, who... With the second place, with the runner-ups even in the conversation with the Cy Young?
No, the thing that I found interesting was, so in second place in the American League,
Crochet?
It was Garrett Crochet. Yeah. And the reason I bring that up is because, you know, that's a guy that a lot of fans wanted to see the Orioles go after. We don't know what the asking price was, but, you know, that guy had an amazing season for the Red Sox. The other interesting thing about this is, if he was eligible for this, how the hell is Trevor Rogers fifth? Do you think there are people that just looked at it and said, oh, he didn't pitch a full season, I'm not voting for him? Because how does he wind up being fifth if he has the best numbers of anybody?
Well, it's not only that. If he has the best numbers, but didn't pitch a full season, but if you're going to put him in the consideration in the voting, then he shouldn't have been fifth.
Yeah. I mean, there's just no way he should have been.
Should have been at least second.
Yeah. His numbers are better than Skubal's over the year. How many games did he have? What was it, two earned runs or less? And a lot of them not giving up anything. So it's just kind of crazy. We did see NL Rookie of the Year goes to Drake Baldwin with the Braves. I did not see that one coming this year. Sorry, Drake Baldwin. I was not familiar with your game, but he had a great season. And no surprise in the American League. And AL Rookie of the Year, Nicholas Kurtz. Yeah. Good old Nicholas here. He had an amazing season. 290, 383, 619 slash line. He led all rookies with 36 bombs, 86 ribbies, and 90 runs scored. How would you like to call up a rookie and get those type of numbers from him in his first season? Unreal. Yeah. Manager of the Year. So the Brewers, their manager gets Manager of the Year, Pat Murphy, in the NL. And he became, just the second NL skipper to earn Manager of the Year honors in consecutive seasons. And ironically, we had the same Manager of the Year last year in the American League, too. It was Stephen Vogt. Mm-hmm. And I love this because our new manager said, was talking about him and praising him, saying, you got the best guy. We have his right-hand man and a guy that everybody thinks is brilliant. And I don't know if you guys have watched these videos of Albie talking about movies and his accent, and he's very self-deprecating, and he's funny, and he's engaging. I think the more and more people get to see him, they're going to love him outside of the baseball standpoint. But as a manager, I think you're going to love me more. I think he's going to be really, really good.
Hope so. I don't know. I hope so. Don't know enough about him. It's a big leap from being number two, three, four guy in an organization to taking over. I know from experience. That's a big gulf to jump.
Yep.
He may be great. I hope he is. Because he certainly gets, all the props from people that matter. And that makes me feel better about it.
Yeah.
But he's, he's got no real history. You know what I mean? Like, you can't even look it up.
Yeah, it's...
What you get from him is not a track record of accomplishments. I mean, he comes with incredible recommendations from people. Everybody loves him. Brilliant. Works harder than everybody else. Oh, there's all the things you hear. And I love it. Because that shows great potential. But I don't know because he hasn't had a, you know. There's obviously no managerial record. And somebody and everyone has to start. You always have to have your first game as a boss, you know, the boss. But he may be great. I hope he is because he certainly has the pedigree and the endorsements.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
To the right people.
It's funny, as I'm looking through some of this stuff, the Orioles with no Silver Sluggers, the Orioles with no Gold Glove winners, and I'm still trying to figure out how Ty France won the Gold Glove in the American League. By the way, he finished with the Blue Jays. Did you guys see him in the World Series? I didn't. this, I'm looking at his numbers and going, yeah, maybe he's okay defensively, and you start, and it, as much as I'm an analytical guy, I don't even know what some of these abbreviations mean for some of these stats they're putting up here. I apparently have more to learn about defense in this league because I don't know any of these stats. It's just defensive chances, innings played at position. He won this year with only 164 innings played at first base.
Innings, not games.
Yes.
Can't play 164 games, but I mean, yeah.
He played 164 innings and he won the Gold Glove. It's not as bad as when Palmeiro won it playing 15 games at first base, but how amazing could he have been? But again, I'm not trying to sit here and talk about Ty France. That's just something I noticed. No Orioles on that list. I do want to do this because as you and I were talking.
That's odd, though. His pitches are more innings than that.
Yeah. It just, again, he started off on the Twins.
Yeah.
They got rid of him. The Blue Jays got him. And again, he was a first baseman, but who plays first base for the Blue Jays?
Yeah. That.
What are we doing? Maybe I'm just misreading something.
Couldn't get that out. Sorry.
It's okay. We have November 13th. Is that today? Yes.
Yes, it is.
They released the MVP awards, and the finalists in the American League, Jose Ramirez, Aaron Judge, Cal Raleigh. In the National League, Shohei Ohtani, Juan Soto, Kyle Schwarber. Give me your picks. We're going to totally different American League, but I think that we're all thinking the same thing.
Aaron Judge and Shohei.
You think it's Aaron Judge?
Yeah.
Not Cal Raleigh. You like the catcher. You want to see him win.
Oh, I want to see Raleigh win.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty obvious. I'm pretty transparent. I was a catcher.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid. My favorite catcher. I was a catcher on the police softball team.
I played both ways. So
I know you did. But yeah, I think catchers who can hit like that. It's like, I always kid around. It's like a beautiful woman that can cook.
Yeah.
You can overlook that. You don't have to. You don't have to look at the guy's a catcher, and he hits 50 plus bombs and 60 bombs. It's like, it's incredible.
See, this is 7 o'clock tonight is when they announce all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Shohei Ohtani is 100% winning the MVP in the National League. Kyle Schwarber had an amazing year. Juan Soto actually, after starting off slow, really picked it up. The power numbers
went
up.
He looked like the Mets wasted their money for a while.
Yeah. But nobody's doing what Shohei's doing. No. I've said this a thousand. As soon as you give him the award, just be ready to give it to him every year until you get tired of giving it to him or he gets hurt.
Yeah.
Because nobody can do what he does.
Yeah. And you should give it to him every year. If he continues to play like this, you have to. Not because you're tired of him. You don't have Shohei fatigue. Well, we gave it to him the last 4 years. Well, that's too bad. Play better, everybody.
Yeah. See, and this is the thing I get to with the American League. And this is what, so this is AI talking about it. I just punched in Judge versus Raleigh. Judge has the advantage in overall offensive metrics like batting average, OPS, but Raleigh led the league in home runs and has the unique value of being a successful catcher that's a switch hitter and putting up these type of numbers. But, I mean, Aaron Judge hit 331, 53 bombs, 114 ribbies, 137 runs scored. There's no doubt his team looks absolutely different without him in the lineup. He did miss a short period of time. He led the AL in wins above replacements, WAR, win probability added. Dominant hitter with the higher batting average and OPS, played fewer games due to an injury and had less value on the defensive side than Cal. And I think that's fair. I mean, you're talking about a catcher behind the plate and what he adds. Cal hit 247, 60 bombs, led the American League, 125 ribbies, led all of the American League, 110 runs scored. Strong WAR, but not near where Judge is.
Like, what did he finish with, 60 or 61?
60.
60.
That's what they have here, 60. So, 60. I don't think
it's... I forget.
I don't think it's as close as people think. I would love to see Cal Raleigh win the award in another year. I always want, even though I don't want to see Aaron Judge win any awards, I want the most deserving guy to get it. And
I can't even say that. I mean, I know he's a Yankee. People hate the Yankees. I get it. I like greatness, though. Judge is an oddity. He's another one. This monster guy, like this giant outfielder.
I don't think they ever expected this, man.
Who expects this to happen in the minors?
It didn't even happen in the minors.
I expect power from him. Who expects it to bat like 340? Seriously.
Yeah. It's just unbelievable to see a guy that size hit the way that he hits. It'd be one thing. Like, when you look at Cal Raleigh hitting 60 bombs, you're like, okay. A lot of guys that hit home runs, their batting average dips. Right?
A lot.
You know, it's the difference. They talked about Ichiro. If he wanted to be a home run hitter, he could. And people go, well, that's stupid. Well, it's not, because he would hit more home runs if he wanted to, but he would also get out more.
Yes.
He'd rather be the guy hitting 330 and getting on base and setting the table where you have him at the leadoff spot.
And there's so many guys who had power throughout the history of baseball whose average wasn't bad, but they weren't 300 hitters. You know, and I'll go way back, like Isaac Dave Kingman. Like,
yeah.
Big bat.
But Lots of Ks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.